Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. This is Whitney. How may I help you?
Yes, Whitney. My name's Joseph Reed, and I was supposed to have a delivery yesterday, and this is the second time I got missed. And they had scheduled me for the 5th, you know, of March. But if my merchandise is there, they missed me twice already, and I've taken off time off my job waiting for these guys to come. Nobody showed up on two occasions. The first time they showed up with the wrong stovetop, and this time they didn't come at all. And I got an update stating they were coming between 12 and 2 yesterday. They didn't show up. They didn't call. They didn't send anything. They just said that they were delayed. No one called me to let me know whether or not they were going to make it or not, or what the story was. I'm just wanting to know if I can get that moved up to this Saturday. I've been waiting on my merchandise for quite some time.
Okay, what's the phone number? And I'll certainly look into the order to see what we can do for you today.
I appreciate it. My phone number is 361-779-8294.
I'm sorry, 3234?
No, 3294.
3294, I'm sorry. That was a lot of noise in your background. I'm sorry about that. Let me get this pulled up one moment.
Okay.
It will take a little longer for the phone number to pull it up, so just bear with me one moment, please.
Okay.
And I'm still with you. One moment, please.
No, right.
All right, sir, what is your first and last name and address, please?
Joseph Reed. Address is 2624 Ravensbrook Court, and that's in Hooverville, Texas, 78660.
All right, so this is for March 5th for a cooktop. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, she rescheduled me for March 5th. You know, I'd like to, since they've missed me twice already, and I'm not even sure March the 5th they're going to deliver. I just wanted to know if I can get that moved up to this Saturday because I'm free.
You don't have your product, do you?
You know. No, ma'am, I don't. I've already made 3 payments to the store for my merchandise. I got another one due on the 5th. I haven't got my merchandise yet.
Why don't you do your product for that date? Let me see if we have anything sooner, because I don't think we do. One moment, please. Let me look. No, sir. Unfortunately, the next is the March 5th.
The next
there's
is
no,
March 5th. Nothing,
there's nothing,
nothing
sooner. No,
nothing.
Sir.
Okay. Is there anything for sure I'm gonna I'm not gonna get dumped again, or you know, how do I know this is gonna happen?
I mean, I don't know of any notes as to why it didn't happen the first time. I don't see anything on the account, so I can't tell you why it didn't even happen the first time. Let me see. Hold on. So this was scheduled for the 23rd, yesterday?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Is this
I took another, yeah. So I've already had to take 2 days off of my job and waiting to get a stovetop that first they came out and bought the wrong one. This time they didn't call, they didn't even show.
Okay, yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, it's scheduled for March 5th, sir. I can send an escalation to make sure that this does happen on March 5th. That's the only thing I can do at this time.
Yeah, another escalation was sent the other day. I never got a call back from the technician or anybody. Is there anybody I can talk to about this at all?
Unfortunately, sir, there's nothing. No, sir, no one else here, though. Be able to, I mean, I can make sure, send an email to the service provider to make sure this happens.
Yeah. All right, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right, I do. Thank you for calling into XVL Logistics. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.